This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. You know what that means. V. Hale's coming in today.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's always exciting. And weirdly, today's International Whiskey Day, a yearly celebration on March 27th. Just happens to fall on Whiskey Wednesday today.
Yeah, that was my drug of choice.
The whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It's apparently it's developed by the Gaelic people, and it's called the Water of Life, called Uisce an Bhaha. Uisce an Bhaha, or something like that. I looked up the pronunciation, so I'm trying. It's spelled, you know how they spell everything in Gaelic with extra letters?
Yeah.
And like, you know.
Yep.
You can't figure it out.
It's like Polish.
Yeah, just what is that? Well, doesn't Polish even have extra... They have extra symbols, letter symbols.
There's a whole thing going on there. There's a, even famous people, you're like, I've heard that name said 1,000 times and I'm looking at it and I can't figure out.
Yeah, that's not.
For the life of me. That's like that guy, Coach K. He was the coach at Duke basketball forever. World famous. I think he even coached the Olympic team at one point. And the guy, you look at the name and you go, Coach K. That's who that is.
That's why we call him Coach K.
No
Captain Cape. So apparently the word whiskey developed from the word Uisce, which is just water.
Okay.
So that's, I think it's kind of funny that they're like, give me some water. They shorten it down. Whiskey is water. And the pronunciation eventually wound up as whiskey. They're talking about the careful distillation dating back more than 500 years. People have been looking to get out of their heads since they found the first way to do it, since they first licked a toad. Let's lick everything. I licked a toad and I tripped for days. Just start licking things. Don't lick that. That kills you. That particular mushroom is a problem. That other mushroom, though, it's awesome. When it comes to whiskey, there's no better way to bring people together than have a few glasses and make some amazing memories, is what it says here. It's a problem for some people, other people. And we'll ask V. Hale all about it today. I think she plays that up a little. I'm not sure she's actually doing shots of whiskey on a Wednesday, but... Yeah, well, I know. I guess just because I wouldn't. I'm going to start with Will and Jada. They're fascinating.
Are they?
They are, in their way. I mean, these two. Since the slap from the Oscars, which is over 2 years ago now, time flies, they are shutting down their charitable foundation because since the slap... Donations have gone way down. I don't know about some of these like big charity foundations that huge stars have, like RP, you know, I guess they put out the plea or maybe they do fundraisers from it. And actually, I mean, I guess I've been to some, the Fronte Foundation, Do It for the Love. I would go to like a fundraiser or two. I've been to a couple of those. I guess maybe that's what they were doing. They were having these fundraisers and or some kind of an online campaign. But they say that fans contributed a lot to this and supporters. And in 2021, they took in about $2.1 million. They just had that to spend. Had it to spend on charitable things.
No, they don't have a specific cause. Like I was going to say, I think that they're, like Franti did the shoe thing, and I thought that was awesome, and I can see how different families, whatever.
Well, do it for the love he does, like specifically, not even just to his concerts. He will take someone who is a diehard fan of Kenny Chesney and get him there, you know, figure out the whatever the disability is.
I understand that's different, but when he started, he was doing the shoe thing.
Yes,
and he stopped wearing shoes in order to promote it, and it was a. I thought that was really cool. Like,
it is cool.
You know, it's still cool to get people out to shows and stuff, but that the shoe thing clearly had a.
I don't know. I would guess he's probably still involved with that. He's still fairly shoeless. I've seen him now and then wearing a sandal or two. And wasn't he wearing those foot skins?
I don't know, but no one could blame him for wanting to put shoes back on. Well, he went forever without, like,
and he's every well day over of his 6 feet. Life.
Through airports, through you name it, bathrooms, barefoot.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm. I'm sure the bottoms of his feet could really take a lot, but the tops, I personally have stepped on his toes more than one time. And it's just a terrible thing to step on someone's feet. He's got big feet, you know, he's a big, tall dude. And you're just like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. Really? And he's like, well, I don't wear shoes. Yeah, so it's kind of on me.
Yeah, it is kind of on him.
Anyway, so the Jada and Will Smith thing, it looks to me like they talk about mental health. But in the last few years, this quote from this story, the foundation gave thousands to shady mental health organizations and spent funds on office equipment, computers, and bank overdrawn fees. So,
Not involved, that's not something that thing can get away from you real fast.
Yes, there are people running it and doing what they want with it. So anyway, in 2021, they made $2.1 million. And then the slap happened. And the following year, they made about $365,000. So 85%-ish drop. Some source says that Will and Jada, they were winding down the foundation anyway. They wanted to concentrate on personal charitable donations instead. So...
Maybe no, this 510 says, I just looked up Will Smith's net worth and it's $350 million. How about taking some of your own money and using it for charitable causes? I'm sure he does that too.
I'm sure he does. And they do say that people form these foundations, charitable foundations, they're tax shelters. That by and large, these are places to park your money that have their own set of rules and they're, generally speaking, tax-free.
And I don't know anything about high finance, but I also think that using if you have a huge name, and I'm saying this specifically to 510, if you have a huge name, putting your name on something charitable and using that and doing good in the community is a really cool thing. You shouldn't look at it like, why don't you just spend your own money on it? I get what you're saying in that he could spend some of his own money on it, but I also think using your name to do good for a cause is pretty bitchin'.
Yep. And it has made differences. I'm talking the really rich people, like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That has saved lives. They do like water. They do mosquito nets.
The malaria thing, right?
Yes, they are. And they make donations to people who are making differences in the world. Yeah, I'm sure he does give charitably. Interesting, though, that the slap is kind of the end. And in some ways, the beginning of a lot of things.
Well, we'll see what happens for him with the new Bad Boys, because he just finished a movie that's coming out this summer.
Yes, and we have the trailer for it. So that's part two of this five-part story. Mm. The Bad Boys Ride or Die trailer is out. And it's...
Bad Boys...
Oh, goodness.
Bad Boys 2 trailer is out, is what they're saying.
Bad Boys 4.
Yeah,
fourth film. Actually... A little while ago, maybe a month ago, they posted on social media, I think it was Will Smith, it was him and Martin Lawrence, and we're all wrapped up, and they're just so happy to have had it done, and now here we are, I don't know, maybe a month later, and Bad Boys Ride or Die trailer bringing Will and Martin back to Miami. Is there a clip that is, I'm sure there's a lot of swearing
in it. There's a lot of swearing in it, yeah. It's exactly what you'd expect.
Well, they're the bad boys. They're having a conversation. There's a gun being held in Martin Lawrence's face, and Will and Martin are just having a conversation off
having
on the
an
side.
Argument,
right?
Basically.
Did he shoot him in the D?
I think it was the thigh.
It was the leg. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, Bad Boys, Ride or Die. We've got the trailer, and it's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Pardon me. Goodness. You know, as I was looking at this story about the foundation, their charity that's kind of going away, they're shutting it down. I was thinking, you know, they're such a weird couple. I think it was October that we saw this. Well, this particular story here is the story. This is from December, where Jada is saying that the holy slap saved her marriage. Meanwhile, back in October, she said, we've been separated since 2016. So
they're full of it, is what you're saying.
I just don't really know. She says, you know, all those years I was trying to figure out if I would leave Will's side, it took that slap for me to see I will never leave him. Who knows where our relationship would be if that hadn't happened. Meanwhile, he's busy hanging out with some new lady in this particular story. And then I go back another 2 months and they've been separated since 2016. So while they're living separate lives, they do both still sort of seem to be at that main Smith family home.
I don't know.
Maybe it's so big that they've each got their own wing.
I've never found her super likable myself. And I didn't even know what she did that
was
so great.
Kind of,
I think she did really well in that Batman TV show, so I liked her in that. But
yeah,
the Red Table Talks, I never enjoyed and went, this isn't for me. There's an audience for this, I'm sure, somewhere, but it's not me.
You know what's sort of weird about the meeting that Will and Jada had on the Red Table Talk about that August Alsana guy?
There's everything's weird about it.
All the things.
From top to bottom, but go on.
But supposedly they'd been separated since 2016, and why did he care if they're separated? I guess because they're just sort of pretending they're not.
Well, part of my point is when someone says they're keeping it real or telling facts, and then you realize nothing about what anything they say is based in truth. So you just go, I can't. There's no way to take that from someone and go, all right, well, they really spit facts. No, they don't. I thought I knew who Will Smith was, and I found him really likable.
Oh, sure.
And what we saw at the Oscars was so incredibly different. I get that we're almost multifaceted. You know, I have moments of frustration, too.
Well, and something can drive you crazy or push you over the edge, no matter
for me,
you know,
it's
how
like
solid of a person you
packaging
are.
Packaging that I can't get open or whatever. Like those little...
You lose your mind.
Are you kidding me?
Ruins the whole day. I feel you. Right. You might bitch slap someone at that point. Stupid thing. Stomping on it helps. It actually might split the side. Go on.
But I just...
Frustration.
That whole thing was so... I mean, I remember
like
feeling
an overreaction.
Like, that's a bit. That's all
it
I can think. It's a bit. And then it wasn't a bit.
Because the overreaction of the whole, like the guy is up there telling jokes. He told a joke. You know, you don't like that. Maybe later you're like, dude, I didn't appreciate that. That's unkind. You know, she's got alopecia, whatever the F.
It's just crazy. And it was his night. They were seated right up front.
He won the Oscar for Best Actor that year.
Anyway, it's just, whatever. I hope that he can somehow put his life back together and be happy. Whatever that means for him. I don't know.
I remember watching the Oscars that night, seeing that go down, and then, like you, I'm like, was that real? Was that fake? And then him... with spit flying out of his mouth, yelling, get my wife's name out your effing mouth.
Mm-hmm. And like, in a room where everyone went, oh.
The air got sucked out of that room. And then, I mean, in hindsight, it's easy. I think the stun factor was huge. There's this guy, he's just demolished the night. And
for everybody.
Nobody, right. And no one had the balls to go over there and say, I'm sorry, but you just assaulted someone on stage and screamed the F word on a live broadcast that's going worldwide. You're out of here. Because he was about to get an award for
and
best.
And speaking of that moment, and I may have misremembered this, so if I'm, but didn't P. Diddy come out right after that happened? Wasn't he the next voice we heard from?
I don't know.
Can anybody verify? I think he's the guy who came out and went, all right, everyone, like, the voice of reason is that
maybe.
Guy?
Well, and welcome to your 7 o'clock hour coming up. Like, the, what is going on in Diddy's life right now is freaking profound. Like, there's some of these allegations are so crazy that you're like...
And that's the point I was just trying to make is...
That's the guy who comes out.
No, what I really mean is as bad as what Will did, and he attacked a dude on stage in front of everyone. That sucks. It's terrible. But of the things that happen in Hollywood, maybe what Will did is forgivable.
Yes. That, my friend, is an excellent point.
Maybe all the casting couch atrocities. And
those
and
might
more,
be a little worse than those, some man right. just defending his quote-unquote wife's honor.
Right. Can anybody, was he the next guy that came out?
I don't know. The texter will tell you. That is so funny.
Yeah, and he comes out and says some stuff.
Was he scheduled to come out?
It looks like he was.
So he comes out to do whatever his required job was next, and he's the guy who's calming everybody down.
He's kind of improvising, though.
Well, I'm sure he was. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they didn't write down, here's what you should say if Will Smith should get up and slap Chris Rock. Oh, boy. Yeah, boy, oh, boy.
Okay, Will and Chris, we're going to solve that like family at the gold party. Okay? But right now, we're moving on with love. Everybody.
Oh, it's fixed.
Everything's fine. Yeah, there's Will and Jada. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, we'll fix it later. Oh, what can... It's still my night, right? I can still get my award for best actor and everything, right?
Yeesh.
And the answer is, yeah, you do. That's right. Oh, boy.
That was right after
this. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
Oh, wow, so dude. Ugly.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your f***ing mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
It's so awful. It's just such an
intense moment.
We've
been on stage for some dumb things. Ugh. I remember people yelling to us, stretch! And we're like, what the... What?
Like, as in actually get down into yoga poses and do some stretching? We can do that.
That moment where you're like looking into the audience going, I don't have anything. Okay, well, we'll just goof off for a few and see what happens.
Right. But, we both blacked out that night.
But honestly... That moment, I feel Chris Rock, and I just think it's.
You're the guy on stage, and the guy in the audience has just slapped you and is screaming.
It's a miracle he didn't take that card, fling it, and walk off.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. Like, I could not have been that professional. No way.
He's stunned, but he handles it. It's.
On
live television. When really, you couldn't have blamed him for going, I'm dropping this, I'm walking, and I'm demanding that that guy be ejected. Maybe he could have been the voice, but everyone was so stunned. Nobody expected that to happen. Mm-hmm. Nobody has had to handle something like that before.
Well, maybe it's not forgivable. Just after you played it, I went, oh, God,
it's so ugly. However, I do believe that on the scale of bad things that have happened in Hollywood, that is in the top 1% of things that aren't that bad. Okay, oh, well. Because there's some darkness. Here's some lightness, sort of. Kim Kardashian is going to executive produce and appear in an Elizabeth Taylor docuseries for the BBC. It's interesting because one of the things that I'm reading through this thing, and this story's been floating around for quite a while, but I've been wanting to get to it. And show description describes this as, for too long, the story of Elizabeth Taylor has been told as a soap opera. And that is true. Between the 8 marriages, the diamonds, the addictions, they go on to say, this series gives Elizabeth Taylor the significance she richly deserves. in all her incarnations as an actor, a rebel, a business mogul, an activist, and reveal how Taylor created the blueprint for modern celebrity. Did you know, according to this, the last person to interview her was Kim Kardashian, which is such a weird thing. But I guess she's an uber fan of this woman who was, she smashed the glass ceiling. She was $1 billion. Her perfume sold like crazy. She had a jewelry line that sold like crazy. She really was, by the end, kind of a parody of herself. But
she married a construction guy named Larry, didn't she?
She did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it didn't last forever. Mm.
She went from Hollywood's leading men to that guy.
Well, that guy's working on my house, and he seems manly. I'll do that guy. Kardashian said Elizabeth Taylor was unapologetically herself, a fighter. She's proof that you can keep evolving and changing and have different chapters in your life. And she paved the way for all of us who came after her with that blueprint. So she's executive producing and she's going to appear in this. It's meaningful to her. And, Elizabeth Taylor was a huge star. I love seeing the old pictures of her. She is just, what a stunning beauty she was. By the time we were in the world, she was already kind of on the downside of her, of all the reasons that she was such a megastar.
It would be a lie to say I don't know her fame because she's famous.
Right, yes.
I have zero idea about her work. Was she a good actress? No idea.
Well, she did. Who knows? Because I don't know what people gave out Oscars for in the past, and I don't know why they give them out now. They pick someone.
Did she have it? She got an Oscar?
Oh, absolutely.
What?
In fact, I think she won a few Oscars. She was a big...
You never saw... Did you see any of her movies?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I've never seen one thing she's done. Not one.
You never saw Cleopatra? That was on TV all the time when I was a kid.
Nope.
Hmm.
I saw Clash of the Titans. Did you see that?
I did.
I saw that 200 times.
Right.
That's one of the movies that was on TV all the time.
What about Ben-Hur? You see Ben-Hur?
No.
Well, she was in a bunch of stuff. And it's funny because it does speak to winter where you could still go outside and play.
Oh,
and
right.
I was in my house watching, Creature Double Feature on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm out of time. Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Is this a beautiful revenge story or just embarrassing?
Oh,
after
right.
These?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening and happy Wednesday. It is supposed to rain today. Well, you're probably going to get into that. It's another Alice Escape. Alice at 97.3 is sending you to see Justin Timberlake in Las Vegas. All this week,
Log
in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on our free Odyssey app. If you clock 60 minutes during any one of these days this week, all you need to do is get to the 60-minute mark. You'll have a daily entry for your chance to win a trip for two to Las Vegas to see Justin Timberlake at T-Mobile Arena on both May 10th and May 11th. Oh, my God. It's amazing. You'll also get a three-night hotel stay, a round-trip airfare, and all the details are at RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Mm. Spring is in the air at San Francisco Zoo and Gardens. Join them during their new hours from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and don't miss out on their Animal Connections program, where you can witness the incredible bond between their animal care team and the animals. Plan your visit today. Visit sfzoo.org for more details.
.org.
Okay, so yesterday there was no rain on my weather app, and I drove in rain.
Mm-hmm.
Today there is rain on the app everywhere.
Yes.
And it was a nice ride in.
Oh.
Did you see rain?
I didn't see any rain, and it was a pretty good ride in. But
big,
my
bright
app,
moon, too.
Yeah.
I could see the moon as well.
My apps are saying that the rain doesn't start till a little later today, which is good news.
There is rain in the forecast for today. Everywhere,
mm-hmm.
as well as Friday and Saturday. So there's your forecast, everyone. Rain at some point today.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So by now, I know we've all heard about the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
Yes.
The more pictures you see, the more you realize, because the way this ship took this bridge down, it feels like everything must be tiny-ish, and then when you really get the photo shot of how enormous this cargo ship is, you realize
it was an unstoppable force.
It's beyond belief. I mean, these cargo, just the cargo, what do they call those holds? They're stacked 10 high on the top of this
shipping
thing.
Shipping containers.
And
each
and
one of them
gigantic.
Is the back of an 18-wheeler. Like, that's, you have to... And what are they, like 15 across? Like, imagine 15 of these tractor trailers, you know, with these truck backs on them.
About 15, 16 across. Yeah, and then about 15 high.
Imagine like that many of these big rigs parked next to each other. And now they're how tall? How many high?
About 15 high.
Oh, my God.
On top of
the
ship out of the water.
What are they, like, you know, 15? Going this way, going the long way, too. Like, there, it is so much. It's just so much weight.
Here's a quick update, like the summation. A cargo ship rammed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Bridge early Tuesday morning, causing the span to collapse. And the presumed deaths of six people. They've not found them. And by now, hypothermia is beyond set in. The water's 47 degrees. Right. There's very little hope.
Surviving that.
Right.
That takes minutes.
Right. The operators of the cargo ship issued a mayday call that the vessel had lost power moments before the crash. Of course, the ship of that size already had momentum, and there was no way to stop it. It had headed towards the span, they say, at a very, very rapid speed.
Why were they going so fast?
985-foot-long vessel struck one of the 1.6-mile bridge's supports, causing the span to break and fall into the water within seconds. The way it breaks, I just don't...
It looks like a kid's toy that's been constructed in the backyard.
I swear, I realize I don't know anything about engineering. I just feel like... Don't you silo the pieces of them? If one piece falls, at least part of that thing stays, but I guess it doesn't matter.
I just don't know, and I don't know how old this is. It looks like a really old bridge. It actually doesn't look like any of today's modern bridges that have all this different suspension. So, like, I don't know if any of our bridges would be any better off, but this one just looks like, you know, you made it out of an erector set.
Six construction workers who were filling potholes on the bridge are presumed dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they do say, because of the Mayday warning, police were able to stop drivers from crossing onto the bridge.
So the dispatch audio that helped save lives from the dispatch here, if you want to hear it.
Yeah, why not?
One of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
I'm en route to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew up there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
Oh.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll line up on the bridge.
213 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Do you know if all traffic will stop?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
213, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
You know, the initial conversation seemed so calm. I mean, it's just like you don't imagine that. And then the bridge is down. Yikes. Anyway.
They have, I've been looking at the overhead here. There are just so many of these bridges. Like, I can't. Oh, I see it now. It's Route 695. It's a toll road. I want to look at the overhead. I just don't. I mean, is this like a 6-lane bridge? It's an enormous bridge, and it's not just like into Baltimore. It's like the way around it. Damn.
They say last June, federal inspectors raided the 47-year-old bridge, which isn't that old when you think about it.
Well, there are definitely older bridges than that.
Yeah, here.
Mm-hmm. Ours are 40 years older than that.
The structure did not appear to have pier protection to withstand the crash, though.
Yeah, that occurred to me. Like, you know, couldn't there be something that slows a gigantic moving object down a little bit?
If a bridge pier without adequate protection is hit by a ship of this size, there is nothing.
Mm.
That they can do. So there it is. That's the latest, just so you know, if anything else comes across. But right. I think that's for
but
the
we
most
think
part.
That the lives that were lost were these workers.
The construction workers filling potholes of all the things.
Absolutely tragic in the middle of the night.
Right.
They are so lucky that it isn't more. I mean, honestly, not that every life isn't worth it. You can't even put a price on it. But the fact that the number is 6 and not 600,
yeah,
or 60 or whatever, it's a miracle.
We had the exact hour, but I believe it was even earlier than we would have been out on the road.
Right, it was like 1:30
something in the morning. Yeah but we're certainly up and out driving at dark o'clock, so yeesh. Okay.
Oh boy.
We'll move on.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 75% chance of winning 100 billion?
Oh.
100 billion?
100 billion.
Will I take $1 million in exchange for it? I'm going to take the 75% chance.
Oh.
75%.
I'll take the 100% chance. No, my
you know, going for the mill. Going for the mill. I'd spend the rest of my life regretting it.
Is all in almost all scenarios, especially if I get to be in control of the outcome, like it's based on my performance or effort or whatever. 75%, I'd be like, I'm a lock for the win. I got this. Except that feels like
you're going to be 25%.
I'm going to get none.
You're going to be that guy. I am always that guy. That's
okay, Vinny.
Like,
one of these pieces of paper says no on it. The other three say yes.
Oh. See, so you have
so
four papers.
So we're playing a
there?
Shell game now, everyone. This is
four pieces?
There are four pieces. Okay. Three of them say yes. You've won $100 billion. One of them says no. Go ahead. Right.
I just won $100 billion.
Now I have a 1 in 3 chance. Now my odds are even. My odds are lower.
Okay. See.
I did not get it.
You would have spent the rest of your life regretting getting that $1 million for free.
No, I wouldn't. I would, if I took the $1 million, I'd spend the rest of my life going, I had a 75% chance.
I'll
take those odds. I'll take them.
Most people say they're rolling the dice with the big money.
Hell to the yeah.
48% say, I'm going for the guaranteed money. 52 say, I'm risking it and going for the $100 billion.
All right, hold on. Let's try again, Vin.
Okay.
Now I've mixed these up.
This is so funny. I can't believe I did. I won $100 billion just now.
You just won $100 billion.
Oh.
And you were going to take the guaranteed money, weren't you?
Well, you know what? I swear to you, I was just this morning, I still haven't gotten my taxes done. It's driving me absolutely crazy.
And
I'm just bummed about it. But anyway,
you.
I'm going through some things. And I at one point this morning, I clicked on my kids. I have a 529 fund, college fund for my kids. And I haven't clicked on it in a while. And I clicked on it this morning and I looked at it. And while that is our money, we've been saving.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting it away. Is that them? Okay, wait. Let me just pick this.
All right. Let's find out if Vinny wins it again.
Okay, so this
You have a 75% chance, a 1 in 4 chance of blowing it. There's a 75% chance that you're about to get $100 billion again. $100 billion. That's so crazy. And Vinny is a...
Billions! I did it twice.
All right, let me see if I can do it twice. All right, so now I have a 1 in 3 chance.
And you lost last time.
I lost.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have a 66% chance of getting
it. Let's see how Sarah does. She picked it. This is her game. It's like a shell game. You know, you put stuff without blindly out on the desk. You lost again.
I lost again.
Oh my gosh, Clarky, what's going on with you today?
I don't know. That's crazy. I guess because it's not for real. I'm getting all my bad.
She wins in real life.
In real life, I win.
Oh, my.
But in real life, you might lose, so.
Yeah.
Well, and I back to what I was saying is I really feel like I would say that $1 million, I'll take that and set my kids up for the future and kick them out when they're 18.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your college money, and here's some money to live on.
Mm.
Then I know that Christina would go, they're not leaving.
They're girls. They stay until they marry.
Well, I just think that, you know, this all the talk that we do about this, the change of generations and all that, I think that people now want their family around them. And I don't really
I definitely do.
I know that you do. And I think that that's not something to, it's just different times.
It is.
Times have changed.
And look, everybody's family is different. And I don't know if it's a trend, but I definitely feel that way. And I'm also happy to pay somebody's rent if they don't live with me anymore. I'm like, that feels like an empty nest. And I'm looking for that.
Oh.
Nobody's, you know, I like it. Pay through the nose to have that feeling.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yikes. Okay. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys have to say. Article in SF Gate 510 says, Golden Gate and Bay Bridge have protection on piers for crashes, and the posts are in the bay, so the cargo ship can't get to them.
I thought to myself, what if there was, in the lead up to the bridge uprights, there were things like, you know, zombie protection, where you've got like pointy sticks that are angled toward where a zombie would be stumbling toward it, and then they kind of hang themselves up on the pointy
sticks.
What
just happened to us?
You know what I'm talking about.
Like,
what if we did something like that? I'm talking about like keeping the, you know, doing something that has some collapsibility to slow down a giant boat like that one. Oh my God. So hung up on the zombie reference.
How could I not be?
The whole thing
what are you talking about? That's
just saying something that the boat will get hung up on. Something that will stop and slow the boat, much like we might stop and slow a zombie. That's all. Trickery.
Right. .408 says, math teacher, go 75%.
Yeah, I'm going for it. Let's try it again. Wanna?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. You pick first. I'm just determined to get one when I have 66%. So you have a 75% chance of winning $100 billion right now, and for the third time in a row, you did not win.
Oh,
well, that means that I have 100%. That means this time I win. All right. Bryn, you gotta come. Bryn and Alex have to try this.
I don't like it.
You should try it, though. You're the one who's going to definitely take
925 says, they've said that our bridges would be better because they are built to sustain earthquakes, but they're still vulnerable on the news last night. Any bridge would be vulnerable to a ship that size. You cannot believe the size of these things. And often, especially during the pandemic, remember when stuff was being kept out to sea and the cargo ships were lining up for a mile out at sea waiting to get clearance to come in. I'd be surfing and out in the ocean looking at the size of these things, and they're way off the coast, way out
so
there.
So far away.
And yet they're still gigantic. It's a weird thing, and I thought a lot more about who signs up for that life.
Especially, it is a lonely existence. I don't know how many people are on a crew of a boat like that.
I don't either. And I think that's what that movie, the one that Tom Hanks did.
Yes, where he gets held hostage, like they get pirated by these Somali guys.
And that happens.
Yes.
I think the Houthi rebels. Is that how you say it, Houthi?
I don't know.
There's a whole thing about the routes they take and how dangerous they can be.
You find the name of that movie, Bernie?
No.
Okay. Well, never mind. It's
a Tom Hanks movie. It's very recent.
He's like the captain. Maybe it's...
I would say it's within the last 10 years.
Yes, definitely. Mm. He's the captain of some kind of a cargo ship, and they get taken over.
Okay.
Overrun.
Sarah, did you just say zombie protection?
Captain Phillips?
That's it.
Oh, is that the name of the thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, zombie protection. You know. Like spikes. It's also something. Oh, you know what else they would use that for? Like, let's say in the olden days when you were going to get your line of the army was going to get charged by a bunch of horses, they would have set the spears at an angle so that the horses would impale themselves.
Oh, like Game of Thrones style,
like
right?
That. Yeah. Game of Thrones, zombies, right. Game of Thrones,
Walking
you know, things
Dead,
like that.
Game of Thrones.
You got a fort, you got a thing where, you know, people are stabbing themselves in order to get
Home
to
Home Alone,
you.
Like Macaulay Culkin setting up.
Right.
The, yeah.
How did
trap.
This lady get in the meeting? Someone escort her out, please.
I'm just trying to solve the problem of the giant boats. If we could stab
did
them in the hole.
Did she say zombies? Is that what she just said?
Everybody's familiar with zombie lore and how to protect themselves against zombies. Oh, you're not? Well, good luck in the apocalypse.
Seven oh seven says, "Yo, Odyssey.
Yo. Bro.
Thanks for the free hookup. Worked in SF for 13 years and just transferred to Sacramento. Stream in the morning so S&V can keep me starting the day off."
Oh, hurrah. Thank you for listening. I'm glad you can take us with you. I hate when people move away and can't hear us anymore. And now I don't have to worry about
Sacramento, though, people still listen out there.
Yeah,
it does reach certain parts of that area.
It's not, it doesn't boom as hard as it does here, though.
Our signal's kind of a less than a...
It doesn't quite make it.
I wouldn't call it Arnold anymore.
Right, yeah.
Kind of a weakling. I mean, nothing.
I know where you're going.
There you go with that one.
Elizabeth Taylor met Larry Fortensky at the Betty Ford Center, where they were both attending for drug and alcohol related issues. Okay.
Oh, meeting people in rehab is a great way.
They actually specifically forbid that.
Yeah.
They seriously tell you
people who both have problems.
Now is not the time.
Right.
To start a new relationship.
Maybe she was like, "He's attractive. I'll have him come work on my house."
I'm Elizabeth Taylor. I start relationships wherever I want.
Mm.
Vinny, watch Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with Elizabeth Taylor and Paul Newman. One of my all-time favorite movies. She was fantastic in her day.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know any of her works.
You know, I went back and looked. I don't think I've seen Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, but I mean, I've seen so many of those movies. But you know what I've definitely seen is the stuff where she's like a 12-year-old. Like, she's in a couple Lassie movies. She did National Velvet, which is a horse movie. I've seen that 500 times, and she's really young in those.
Mm.
I mean, I think she was born in like 1933. So in the early 40s, you know, she's a 10, 12, and then, you know, toward the end, a teenager. Beautiful, beautiful.
No surprise she ended up with problems then, I guess. It seems to be...
The whole child star thing.
Child star thing is... Very few make it through that.
Mm. Well, and it can be tough to transition from, you know, there you are. You're super young in the business. You're always the youngest on set. Now you're like a woman. You're coming into your own. You're beautiful. And then you start to age. And it wasn't the same. I mean, people now are desperately effing with their faces to get everything... I mean, I'm sure she was an early adopter of all that stuff, but she didn't have access the way people do now. It had to be hard. Like, she lived her entire life in the spotlight. There was
Eight
nothing
marriages.
She could do. Oh, my God. Mm. Two to the same guy.
Yeesh. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The diddy sit.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.